Blog Talk Radio.
I don't wanna go there. We should never go there. Damn. Why you wanna go there? I guess I gotta go there. You're hearing rumors about me, and you can't stomach the thought of someone touching my body when you're so close to my heart. I won't deny what they're saying, because most of it is true, but it was all before I fell for you. So please, babe, please don't judge me, and I won't judge you. Cause it could get ugly before it gets beautiful. Please don't judge me, and I won't judge you. And if you love me, then let it be beautiful. 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 Everything I say right now, gonna be used in another fight. I've been through this so many times. Can we change the subject? You're gonna start asking me questions like, was she attractive? Was she an actress? Baby, the fact is, you're hearing rumors about me. And saw some pictures online saying they got you so worried, making you wish you were blind. Before we start talking crazy, saying some things we'll regret, can we just slow it down and stress? You said, so please don't judge me, and I won't judge you. Cause it can get ugly before it gets beautiful. Please don't judge me, and I won't judge you. And if you
Chris, wait!
I know
it's just last minute. People
are taking the suicide mission. Why are you doing this?
I'm doing a service for my country and my planet. That means saving the people I love and I care about. And that's what I do.
Yes, sir.
Chris, wait! Chris! Chris! Chris!
Just let the past, just see the past. Focus on things that are gonna make us last. Take me as I am, not who I was. I promise I'll be the one that you can trust. So please.
love, do the not dangler. Calling your name, go to phone in the range and roll over. I just really wanted to hold you. This time, get to know you. That's a good chick. Before it's all over, I'ma meet this chick. Probably treat this chick more better. Cause if you ain't, no, thugs and ladies go together. Popping my collar, partner, who in the spot? Baby, ruling the spot, in the mug, in the watch. Half of y'all hate me, half y'all love me. The ones that hate me only hate me cause they don't trust me. And they say I'm lucky. You think I got time to blow all this dough and do all these shows? On flight in the llama, charging white rug. Uh-oh, another episode.
What do I do?
To everybody that be living it up, we say.
What I do?
And all my ladies that be giving it up,
What you do?
To everybody that be living it up, we say.
What do I do?
And all my ladies that be giving it up,
my love.
What a whole day, Miss Jackson. That's why they show love with more passion than average. And I ain't mad at you. Never leave you alone. Cause the song when I'm home, like the song when I'm gone. We both grown, both got minds of our own. Let's be hit it off at first sight like love don't fit. Many zones, baby, love it, yo, hate it, oh. From Christy women to women, that's overshadowed. But you know the ruby, living it up. Ain't got all of y'all giving it up. I'm like, little ooh, baby, how cute are you? With a body that rides on sexual. I got a stick, I'll ride right next to you. Doing donuts and guts, then I open it up. On the freeway, head on the wheel, foot on the clutch. Rule, baby, not giving it up.
What do I do?
To everybody that be living it up, we say.
What I do?
And all my ladies that be giving it up. Want you next to me, your whole vibe like a sign in ecstasy. Cause ain't nothing but an ink thing, baby. I know the world is going crazy. I wanna feel your passion, come when you act, laugh when you cry, cry when you laugh. But ain't nothing happen. Homegirl got a little upside, turned off the light and started crashing. The radio blast between me and you, but you ain't on the low with the freezing you do. Cause I thought you knew
what I do.
You know why I know
what I do.
Cause it ain't a good night if you don't act right like Teddy P. Grind it out, taking no time down till the sun come out. Let me find out. To everybody that be living it up, we say
what I do.
And all my ladies that be giving it up,
what you do.
To everybody that be living it up, we say
what do I do.
And all my ladies that be giving it up,
my love.
Motherfucking track. Let me let these niggas know I ain't got to spit shit at these clowns, these fucking chumps. Word to mother. Right now I'm about to go ahead and continue to make my motherfucking hits and shit and do what I do. You know, that motherfucking platinum sound, that Murder Inc. sound. What up, Gotti? Yeah, this how it's going down, nigga.
All we need is a stage, guys.
Yeah. Sold and popping, baby. The Last Temptation.
You're living your life faithfully, stay away from me. But you mean
always see you next to me. Don't you, don't let a love haunt you. Lust for what you want and go for your guns and back out on anyone that tries to interfere or intervene. I'm peeling your wide body out of them tight jeans. Wrist don't freeze, seats don't lean. Shoes 19, coming through in that new Bentley thing. It's all for the sound, it's things of the city. You and I make headlines like Lowe and Diddy or Bob and Whitney. I'm here cause the Lord sent me. Pound puss like a pugilist. Grin real devilish and freak bad bitches. Shit, shit, well, different story. I know you're getting bored and that nigga ain't getting your horny no more, is it? Cause when it's all said and done, it's me.
Loving, thugging, you and me, don't get bored. Dealing with sin. I know you miss my love.
I know a stressful relationship is hard to deal with, but here's how you deal with it. On your weekly visits, use the code name to protect the innocent. Maybe I'm too generous, generally believing that all women want me, they don't wanna get even. But who do you believe in? Is it money or God? Betrayal, trust, the staying of vows. Should be secretly held sacred, cause I love it when you pop your body, body. Move your body, body, bring up all the Bacardi and run up alongside me. I love to see you wild and free, but occasionally you get cold, wet feet. And all that means to me is you need my heat. Cause when it's said and done, you're gonna want me.
Loving, thugging, you and me, don't get bored.
For you, she could be priceless. Cause you've been getting at me in many a ways. Now tell your men to watch this back and duck them straight. Cause I've been in a rage lately. Hoping God will forgive me for all the sinning, all the women, all the drama I've been in. And this is just the beginning. I hope you so you can see that nigga ain't built like me. The black sheep of my family, but we one and the same. That's why we get along, drink off and get it on. When we make love, look at something like soft porn. Tell me, baby, do you really wanna go home to him? For the brightest of days, just look dim. You fucking with a loser, baby, you can't win. When it's all said and done, you're gonna need me.
Loving, thugging, and I ain't no game.
Baby, just tell me just how you feel. We living it and just giving it to you real. Baby, come on. Every time we crossing the borderline, we giving it to you, making you feel fine. Turn the heat up, better believe we gon' shine. Make your body whine, baby, the pleasure is all mine. To my people, we'll be regulating the dance floor. Better step to your business and handle yours. How we do it? Making your people just wanna bounce and get busy, because you know that we always will hit you off. What you say? You wondering why you feeling the force. And don't you worry, cause you'll be ready to flow. More heat, cause I always will put you on. And go to spots at the very second I'm gone.
Get your groove on.
Now that you're tired, I hope your body be cooping, because we're keeping you moving. That's what we're doing, and you know we're gonna. Making your ass cry, baby, come on. Give you the shiver that make you quiver while I deliver the shit that hit you right in your liver. Always sound scanning, we never leaving you hanging. I'm always doing my thing and my music always be banging, so check it. You know we be always moving the crowd. That's the feeling that make you wanna go play it loud. What up?
When we come and hit you,
you best believe you really gon' get you. No matter whatever you wanna flaunt, cause we be dipping the babies who what you want. Here we go, painting the picture, we keep it hot in the winter. Now big up my people, you know I'm always with you.
Flip mode,
we blowing and taking over the planet. Full blast, hitting with Busta Rhymes and Janet. And you know we're gonna gonna make your body wet. Yeah. I wanna know where my live women are at. We gonna make your body feel wet. We gonna make your body say yeah. Everybody raise your hand real high. And let me see you all put them up in the sky. Come on, making my niggas to say word up and making you women to say. Baby, come on, bringing it to you with many ways. We making it, taking you people right through another phase. Come on, we rocking it, baby. That's how we dropping it, baby. There ain't no stopping it, baby. I know we driving you crazy, and then we give it the greatest of all time. No matter what you do, baby, we gon' shine. And you know we're gonna
Hold the door. Good evening, good evening, good evening. I'm your host, La Perla Negra, and I'm joined by the original King, Atterbury. How you doing tonight, King?
Hey, I'm hanging in there. I'm hanging in there. Had a little situation today, so my voice ain't fully intact, but I'm here, though. You know what I'm saying?
So, I know that's right. That's all right. I got you, King. I got you. Ladies and gentlemen, you have just entered King and Queen's Quarters, and you are listening to Epiphany Radio, the For Real Entertainment Network, and it's sponsored by Raw Links. I got my Raw Links on, King. You got yours on?
Oh, and this matter is definitely on. Definitely need them after the energy breakers.
Absolutely. Dial-in number is 319-527-6300, and please, by all means, press that 1 and join us. Now, before I go any further, I have to give a big shout-out to a person who's a very good friend of mine who is not only the CEO of Epiphany Radio, but he is also the creator and CEO of Raw Links. Those beautiful pieces of jewelry that me and the host talk about just now. And you can acquire them over at Facebook that I think is Raw Links Be Raw at Facebook.com. And I believe they are back on Amazon as well. But this person I speak of is none other than Arthur Larry Maddox, a.k.a. For Real, the Poet Douglas. Baby, baby. Yo, I love open mic, King. I really, really do, because as much as I love my pen being pushed by prompts, giving prompts and, hearing certain things that inspire me to write, I still don't mind grabbing some pieces, you know what I mean, that I've already written, and I may have only bit it one time, but I remember where I was when I wrote the piece, Sometimes I just want to hear myself with a piece, or just read it again, I love open mic.
Thanks.
Yes. How do you feel about open mic?
Hey, I like it. You know what I'm saying? You get a chance to just walk through different doors with your poetry. You know what I mean? So it gives you a window of opportunity to spit it however way you want to spit it. And that's it.
Absolutely.
You know, it's like, yo, that's my shit.
Absolutely. I dig it. I dig it. And before we get into this poetry, since you are the maestro, can you give us another song and come back and do a station identifier, and then we can get into this poetry? I want to find something.
All right. Hey, here we go.
This is the world.
This is the world.
Been through a whole lot, trial, tribulation, but I know God. Satan wanna put me in a bow tie.
Pray that the holy water don't go dry, yeah. I look around me, so many motherfuckers wanna tell me, but the enemy gon' never drown me. In front of a dirty double mirror, they felt me, and I love myself.
The world is a ghetto, big guns and dick inside.
I love myself,
but they can do what they want whenever they want. I don't mind.
I love myself.
What you gonna do? Lift up your head and keep moving. Don't let the paranoia haunt you. Peace to fashion police, I wear my heart on my sleeve, let the runway start. You know the miserable, do love company. What do you want from me and my scars? Everybody lack confidence, everybody lack confidence. How many times my potential was anonymous? How many times the city making me promises? So I promise this.
I love myself.
The world is a ghetto, because the dick is
mine. I love myself.
Police and a ride. and a line full of fiend and a bottle full of lean and a model on a team, yeah. These days of frustration, keep y'all on tuck in rotation. I duck these cold faces, post up these 5-4 faces. Dreams are reality's peace. Blow steam in the face of the beast. The sky can fall down, the wind can cry now. The strong in me, I still smile.
I love myself. The world is a ghetto with big guns and dicky signs.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to King and Queen's Court on Epiphany Radio. Okay, I'm ready to hear this poetry. How you want to do this? You want me to go first or you want to go on?
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? Try to help me with a little breath control, like, you know what I'm saying? So, yeah, you take the floor. But ladies first, though.
All right. This is called All in Love is Fair. I was asked once, why does a place where love is no longer found exist? I said, because you don't know how much pain your heart can take until you no longer care. Wait a minute. Let me start back over. And I lost myself.
Yeah, take your time with it. Do you get it? Right.
All right. I was asked once, a place where love is no longer found exist. I said, because you don't know how much pain your heart can take until you no longer care, that the bad memories won't fade. They always kept telling me a long time ago that all in love is fair. So I always kept that mindset, even though I knew it was a lie. Because how can it be when pretty little lies ain't really so pretty after all? Using them as reasonable bullshit excuses after promises and words are broken. How can it be when two people so seriously, so honestly vow to stay in love as one, but one is out becoming with another? Love is no longer bound to be. So the future is now an uncertain mystery anymore from what was certain to be. And you still tell yourself it's always been fair. All in love is fair. Because the memories of being high on love are clinging. So toxicity had become a common comfort zone. How can it be when they believe that their cold rejection is isolating, was excused as protecting? All in love is fair, huh? Well, I loved him, but I was at war because he placed my happy on a battlefield, and I had no defense. That's that piece.
Oh, that's some stuff. That's some. You don't even get finger snaps for that. Getting a round of applause on that. You know what I mean?
You put your heart, mind, and soul
into that joint. Was
I was in a bar.
Hey, see, you know what I mean? We all be in them places sometimes. You know what I mean?
Definitely.
That talk. You know what I mean?
Thank you. Now, I'm ready. I am ready, and so are the callers, to hear what you have to say. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to get down off the stage, and I'm going to adjust the spotlight. But whenever you're ready, the mic is yours.
All right. This piece is titled Signature Picture. Problem is forever be. I move swiftly. Those that sleepy let me breathe easily. Come to you as a dream, I'm the man behind the hinge. See me as a diagram or a tricky hologram. Writing and reciting is a technique physique. Catch those that peak, I'm unique, you obsolete. Be cautious, my sources make foes become nauseous. Jealous riding portraits still like rigid waters. The flow become tighter on tracks that hit vitals. Statistics don't risk it, I live it, words bite you. Mentally way above average, my status, way above matters, this Atterbury is Atlantis. Been swam with sharks and whales, oh well, I'm the third Joel moving on a different trail. Watch King do his thing, I don't look at competition. The inner circle vision is a collective mission. I'm so over shoulders of doubters and spectators. Pay no mind to the haters, I'm a true meditator. Levitating through anything that I bring. Harm to my calm, I'm the arm that swing. A bell's ring, call on my offspring to off them. That's not really too often, catch victims or portions. King.
Oh, wait a minute. Can you go back to that part of what you say, sharks and what else?
Oh, I said, I've been swam with sharks and whales, oh well. I'm the third Joel moving on a different trail.
That's a dope line. I've been with sharks. Wow. I like that. I like that a lot.
You know, the sharks are the ones that are snake you and whatnot. You know what I'm saying? You see the sharks, you know what I'm saying? The whales are the ones that you know what I'm saying, they think they big money or big stuff, but they really ain't shit. You know what I'm saying?
I hear
the sharks feel like they know it all, you know what I'm saying? But you know, they can always get outsmarted, you know what I mean?
Absolutely.
I done seen a dolphin knock a shark off his campus.
Oh, yeah. Sharks don't mess with dolphins. They do not play around. They've been rivals for centuries. They don't mess around because a dolphin will do damage, straight damage to a shark. Yeah, tear it up. That's just about, that was a really, really dope piece. Thank you for that. Yeah. Now, I'm even more anxious. You're welcome. I'm even more anxious to get to these callers, open up this microphone. You ready, Karen? All right, we're going to open up this first microphone to C-34 Music. Hey, C-Double, welcome to King and Queen's Quarters. How you doing tonight?
I'm doing well, Miss La Perla Negra, and I'm doing well, King Atterbury. It's been a while.
Right.
How have you been?
Well, I'm chilling.
I've been.
Maintaining.
I'm good.
Did you just
I'm
say
good.
Germinating?
Nah, I said maintaining, brother, maintaining.
Oh, I'm about to say, I know. Okay, there's a difference between maintaining and germinating. I'm like,
nah,
okay, don't get me confused now.
I got a little voice issue tonight, man. You know what I'm saying? So, like I said, maintaining.
Well, you don't have a voice issue. I think the one that you played earlier, you know, Cookie Monster, he got a voice issue. You know, everybody going to give it up, yay.
Don't be hating on Ja.
Ja got hits on that. You know what I'm saying? Ja be doing his thing. Word up.
I love you some Ja.
Y'all gonna have a mouth stick with DMX.
Oh, you know X is, you know, can't nobody touch X now. Yeah, I love my X, but
yeah.
I'm still a fan of Ja too, you know. It is what it is, though. It's all good.
Yeah.
It'll be all right. You'll be fine.
Well, most definitely. Most definitely. Like, as I was saying, you know, I'm blessed. I'm gifted, and I'm peaceful inside, so I'm all right.
Yeah, don't remind me.
It's the best place to be when you are peaceful inside. Oh, yes. Yes, yes, yes. It's the best, I'm trying to tell you.
I understand.
But, yes, yes, yes. Lord have mercy. Speaking of, okay, anyway.
Okay, where
you know,
were you going with
that
one?
Excuse me?
Where were you going with that one? I know you had a thought. Where were you going?
I'm not going nowhere. I'm just trying to lead you to the stage where the microphone is at. That's where I'm going. That's it. Follow me.
Yeah, I'll follow you, man. That's for sure.
But I know you brought something for us because you never disappoint, and you wouldn't even call in if you didn't have anything. You'd just be sitting on the sidelines listening. So, like I said, it's open mic, you know, and what I'm going to do, I'm going to move out the way. Let me get down off the stage and fix this spotlight. Perfect.
Yeah.
All right. Whenever you're ready, the mic is yours.
Thank you. This piece is called Blood Sport. I'm tired of watching the editorials, the opinions that are not of this network. Oh, wait a minute. That's the news. 24 hours a day, not at 6 and 11. A person is shot in the world, seems like every second. But all I see on the screens is debates, and it's not even time for campaigns for political elections. The death of a darker tone of skin sets the precedence as the audience represents the tension, and TV ratings skyrockets to incredible, unheard of levels. Sponsored by a plethora of commercials that put you under suggestions to ask your doctor if this is right for you, with side effects including death, being read so fast you can't question it, as the calming, hypnotizing music prompts you into this zombie-like state, starving for food for your brain, while the anchorman from Anchorage is wearing burgundy and putting you into being traumatized by a certain fear, What happened to that boy? Oh, another commercial again. Side effects including blurred vision may occur in you, all in a matter of 30 minutes, putting you on an emotional response while they're laughing and bantering, during the weather being played by a harp. Sports gets you excited and the puppy dog makes you say, "Oh, did you have fun on this roller coaster?" Well, that's the way it is as we interrupt this broadcast with breaking news. Another black man has been shot by a cop. Where's Harvey Levin and his flunky named Charles? Where's the scared black chick reporter with cum-blocking eyelashes placed in the hood at the spot? Always Sex and Violence set to a symphony of orchestral violins. Protests can't start on time unless you start applying for a permit. Then you can begin street walking at 5 p.m. like a prostitute. By the way, you didn't know fighting for your rights on the sidewalk is free? Whoop, whoop, that's the sound of the police spraying tear gas and mace. But hey, you made it on TV. And now you've got a public record for disturbing the peace and getting arrested for government categories you accepted. When asked what race you are, you put a check next to it. And now a commercial for sex, medicine, and don't forget, the alphabet gets offended quick if you don't support the agenda. You see the water I'm trending? I bet you do. See you in an hour as this breaking news says, repetitive and edited. A few lines back, some feminists got offended by these messages. Because I don't celebrate an effeminate senator playing dress up in the Tennessee Capitol. He has a fro. And I don't practice on my mattress hitting it from the back door. And the views expressed by me are not a part of this network. In peace.
Yeah, I now see double. Yeah, you know, go ahead, King.
You go ahead first. Now I'm saying, I see double. I see you, brother. I see you.
Mm-hmm.
No peace, man. Word.
Thank you.
Know why? Absolutely. You know why I'm a fan of yours? Because from the first time I heard you, you was pissing people off. I know you are because you are stating the facts of what they have been doing to us and insist on continuing to do to us. That fine print of the side effects is read so fast, you know, or they fly by so fast on the screen that you don't really absorb it. A lot of people, you know, they just have gotten so sick and tired of being made sick that they are willing to go ahead and just ignore what else is going on. And then on the other hand, they got a distraction of, yes, the gentle music and the pretty, the cute little pictures of the puppies and other stuff that's going on in the world, you know, and then you wind up putting more poison in your body. Because you know that the medical field is so twisted now that they are not operating to cure anything. They are operating to treat symptoms. That's it. So, you know, when you are spitting your pieces, I'm like, these are things that I want to talk about a lot of time, but a lot of people don't want to discuss this because some folks are afraid. Some folks are just blinded. They are like, go ahead with that. You know what I mean? But this is why I'm a fan. You know? And I'm not, like I said, I know you're pissing people off. I know you are, but it's okay. It's all right. Because they need to be pissed off. They need to be shook like they do us. So, dope piece, as always. As always.
Oh. Yeah, he definitely.
Thank
did.
You. I mean, I mean, getting in my late 50s and stuff like that, I guess you stop being tolerant of things and just saying, you know what, freak this, I'm going to let you know.
Mm-hmm.
Mhm. Yeah, I'm in mine too. I ain't in my late, but I'm close to my mid. And yeah, the only thing that I tolerate is myself. Everything else I know is an option.
All right.
So I pretty much stay unbothered because I know what I'm gonna do and what I'm not gonna do, what I'm gonna deal with. So, you know, dope piece though, Street Falcon. Thank you so much for that.
You are very welcome.
Thank you. Now I am going to escort you over to the. All right, I'm gonna try and say this like the whole site of Royale Lounge.
Royale Lounge.
Go in and grab yourself a drink. Sit back, put your feet up, and take your socks off, baby.
One love, one mic to the both of you. Thank you very much.
Indeed, brother.
You're welcome. Yo, I'm trying to tell you, I love to shake things up, King. I really, really do. And when you got somebody that's on the same wavelength, oh, man.
Yeah.
You do some damage for real, make a difference. Oh, man, we got a host, another epiphany host coming through here. And we don't hear from this artist often, but when he comes through,
it's been a minute.
Man, he's a powerhouse. I'm going to open up this next microphone to Keith Eric, the Renaissance poet. Hey, how you doing tonight?
Hey.
Welcome to the
What's happening,
quarter.
People?
What's going
I'm
on?
Good, I'm good, you know. At work, got a little moment figured out, you know, listen in and press one if I had a chance.
Hey, oh, that's great. Appreciate it, yo.
Word.
Yeah, this is a treat. It's a treat. Well, we ain't going to hold you long. It's good to hear from you. I'll be trying to go over there to Renaissance Poetry, but I got distractions. But let me step out the way. Open mic, and I'm going to hand it to you. And whenever you're ready, the mic is yours.
Yeah.
All right. This poem's called The Understanding. It's proven through economics and statistics that there has been systemic control of black people, minds shackled, no windows, brains on house arrest, to the point that black people are okay when white officers get paid, vacation checks, when he felt he was in danger, stood on the hood of a car and fired 47 bullets into two unarmed heads and chests, like he was in a Terminator movie with John Connor to protect. No repercussions for his actions, no reason to repent. Like, how does something like that unfold? Do you even realize how many times he had to reload? To justify, you say, but blacks kill blacks, though. When blacks kill blacks, where do they go? Holding cells, conviction, death row, police don't, but justice is equal. Almost feels like I'm being surrounded by a murderous license intent to kill. Bastards with shields can't even wait to put hands on another Emmett Till. And I know all police aren't evil, but I'm dangerous when armed with a hoodie, some tea, and a pack of Skittles. So how the fuck would you feel? But we're talking about murder. So let's talk about murder. Murder of our culture, our way of life. No need for insight, regardless of race or plight. We forgot how to fight, and not just for our rights, but for what's right. So why take the time to even read what I write? You already accepted that cops don't need to read us our rights. Before bullets take flight, before chokeholds take our sight, send our souls in search of a guiding light. We keep accepting the decline, this decrease. Black people being brutalized is now simply publicized, commercialized. See it so many times, we're desensitized to the hashtags. In a couple of days, we fake cared, and we laugh at memes that claim we fake care. Is social media appeased? Not even in the least. Acting like we already got the mark of the beast, ready to attack one another when they let go of the leash. It's time for hate and self-hate to cease. But still, they got the nerve to beg for love from the police. We don't even love ourselves. We attack and belittle more than any other culture. circling our own demise like vultures happy to drop the mic on a failed black life in peace. Stuck on individual growth instead of the mass increase. But that's the missing piece. Look at our neighborhoods. Can't you see it's missing that piece? It passes all understanding, I understand, beyond the belief and hatred of the common man. And I know the deal. I see it when I stand on the corner like common man. With the last poet speaking light on this common land, on common ground, let's get our hands dirty in the common sand, mine deep for righteous gold in our minds like King Solomon. Or have you forgotten the mountaintop where Martin Luther King was allowed to stand, said he'd seen the promised land. And I promise, man, King wasn't talking about Chicago killings over colors and contraband. I swear he was talking about all races hand in hand, with black folks holding up one another, rejecting the master plan, not riding one another's backs like whipping on one another like skilled equestrians. But I understand that you don't understand. So we stay in last place, hoping on the wait, because we hope for that love that we should show one another from the same race that taught us how to hate. Y'all need to wake up, been past too late. But I understand, if I try to pull the plug from you, from the matrix, it's my life you take. Renaissance.
Yeah.
Come on, brother. Let me give you a round of
applause.
Get
the fire.
That was a real mic dropper, brother. Appreciate that, Keith. Word, man. You dope with it.
No doubt. It's been a minute since I read that. I even read it over, so I knew I was raw reading that. But, yeah, it's been a while.
Nah, this shit was fly, man. You know what I'm saying? A piece is never too old, man. But, you know what I'm saying, when you bring it back, it hit different. You know what I mean? That's how
it was. Yeah, because, you know, that was written back then, like right after, you know, Trayvon. So, yeah.
That's what
definitely
hits
different.
Well, you know, I've been a fan since day one. So, and you come through and you blaze every single time. It's not a piece that I've heard you do that I can say that I don't like. Oh my God! And another one, Spitting the Truth. You know, I'm not gonna keep you long, but I recently, like a couple months ago, I lost a very good friend of mine to that exact shooting that you were speaking of, and it's horrible because we are the only ones that fight ourselves, that have this inward hatred and wanting to hold everybody back, and it don't make sense to me. It really doesn't. Oh, you hit on so many sensitive parts, and it's nothing but truth. Peace was dope.
Mm-hmm.
I appreciate you coming. Well, oh my God! It is
no
so
doubt. But I wanted to touch on that in that particular piece. I'm not sure if I pointed it out in that one or not, but there's other ones I pointed it out. But that was part of the issue that I had with social media and the media in general, how they portray us, because we're not the only ones that do that.
Right.
There are other races that kill each other, but they don't get publicized like we do. You don't hear about black on black crime being used as the same term for white people when they kill each other, or Asians, or Hispanics, or whatever. You only hear black-on-black crime, not white-on-white crime, but when you look at it statistically, I think we were like 96% of black murder was from a black person, and 92% of white murder was from white people.
Mm-hmm.
But you don't hear about white people killing each other like that. So, yeah. A lot of the times when I'm trying to point those points out, it's about how the media looks at us as the ones to be afraid of, but most cops are killed by white people.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Absolutely. You are so right.
We have a problem in our community, absolutely. But it only feeds the narrative when it's like, we the only ones doing this to each other. We're not. They do it too. You just don't hear about it. There's white gangs out there you don't hear about. There's rural areas where they have gang violence that they just don't put out there.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe we only hear about us.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And then on top of that, we don't hear about when we do good in the neighborhood. You got people fighting violence. You got people who have programs to get kids out of trouble. And you hear people say all the time, we don't even protest in our own neighborhood. That's bullshit, because we do. They just don't get public.
Yes,
they don't get a lot of publicity. Mm. We march in our own neighborhood. There ain't nobody out there for that when it's for us. But when it's something on public display, when it's the televised killing, oh, look at y'all. Y'all out there, you know, marching for Trayvon Martin. We was marching for, you know, the dude that got killed in the hood by another black dude. We marched then, too. You don't see it because you don't care.
Oh, you're right.
So, yeah.
I've been part of those marches in the neighborhood, so you're absolutely right. Oh, yeah.
Yeah. It's a lot that we have to deal with as people. But one of the things is we can't fall into the same narrative where we say the same things that those folks say about us, because the reality is we're just as human as them. And in any society, when you have one race of people in that area, that's where the multitude of murders is going to happen, especially when there's no money in that area.
Yep.
And that happens to any
race, true.
Every race. If it's poor and it's white, there's going to be a bunch of murder and stealing and killing. If it's Asian, it doesn't matter. Every ghetto in the world got a different color in it with the same results.
You're absolutely right.
True,
Joe. Absolutely right. Man, truer words have never been spoken, I'm trying to tell you. Wow. You are so right. I can testify to a lot of that you were saying, because I've seen it happen right in front of my face. So, man, dope.
I definitely give my condolences for who you lost, because that's still a terrible, terrible situation.
It is. It's a very harsh reality that we have no choice but to face and deal with. So, but things will get better, but it's going to take more and more time. And I'm just hopeful like that. I believe that things will improve. Oh, man. I'm in here touching. Oof. That was dope, though. Oh, man.
Appreciate y'all finding a chance to get me on. Been a while. Definitely trying to get back on more often, trying to get that little mojo back, so.
Oh, you ain't lose your mojo. You ain't lost it, not from what I heard. Now, but it's always, I tell you all the time, it's always open mic waiting here for you. Always. Regardless of how much time it takes. Okay? So, thank you very much. I'm going over there to the Boy Lounge. Grab yourself a drink, grab yourself a stogie, and sit back and enjoy the rest of the show if you can. One love.
Already.
One mic.
Indeed.
Wow. Yo, he is one of the dopest poets, King. I'm trying to tell you.
I know.
He never disappoints, yo. I'm trying to tell you. You ever called into Renaissance Poetry?
Nah, you know what I'm saying? Because it's always been a little Fridays, and it'd be crazy.
That's right.
I'm gonna have to
get it. Yes, please do yourself, you know, treat yourself one night and just check out Renaissance Poetry. That is one of the dopest shows on Tiffany. I'm trying to tell you. Yes. I'm looking at the time here, and it's about time. So I can get my screen to come up. Looking at the time here, it's about time for another station identifier. And we'll be right back. All right?
Tiffany Radio.
Welcome back, welcome back, welcome back. Ken, you know,
yeah.
I got another piece here. And I want to try to attempt to do this. But last time I did it, I was kind of nervous about it, and I had a lot of trembling going on. But I'm going to try and get through this time on a smooth tip. All right?
Hey, the mic is yours.
Thank you. This is called Indigo Child. All right, be patient with me. Sometimes when you wake, you just want to know, who can you run to? Who can you turn to? Let me show you. See the suns in the east and the moon reflects like the knowledge and wisdom I manifest. If you wanna go to heaven, lay upon my breast. I'm I'm blessed by the light, for my love stays locked and loaded, bringing comfort from afar. I'm talking about that love from the stars. All you have to do is give it a chance and just open your heart. What's waiting is amazing, I promise. You'll find treasure in a safe space with peace beyond measure. Just release your pain. I bring to you love through black and blue because that's all I ever knew. Deep within, pull from and give to you my indigo blue. Not that blue from a bruised heart that stained my veins, but from the source of which I was created. But I'm here to help you release your blues. And I know for some of you traveling through, it's still too dark for you to yet see the light. But I know my purpose, so I'll shine bright. So bright sometimes they don't want it out, just dimmed. Because they still want to reach for it, keep it lit, just a little bit to touch it. Just to say they know me and were able to get in. See, only when I make it unavailable to them is when they want to be destruction and get rid of me. Then realizing that you can't destroy love, it just moves far out of the way, somewhere off into infinity. Now the well is dry, can't be tapped back into unless you cry. I mean, release what you've been through. Release the hurt, release the anger, release the pain you've caused and they've caused you. Let it run its course and make room for love to reign. If love can't fit where it ain't welcome. So don't be alarmed. I'm Indigo Child and you can seek asylum in my arms. Child of the highest light and purest true, my aura is golden. You've just been given a piece, my indigo blue, and that's that piece.
Oh, man, that's what's up. I remember when you first introduced it to me, like, yo, that joint was dope.
Thank you. Appreciate that. I still get nervous, yeah. You know. Maybe I got to fit it a couple more times, you know, or practice or something. It's becoming one of my own favorite pieces that I've written, you know, and I don't have a whole lot of pieces that favorite, but this one right here, it just does something for me. When I talk about that true love, that real peace deep inside, that spiritual thing, it does something for me. Because you know, that's where I'm at.
Hey,
you know.
Ain't nothing wrong with that, you know what I mean? Hey,
absolutely.
That was bomb.
Thank you. So, Kane, you, I know you got another piece for us somewhere in that arsenal of yours.
There's a piece I wrote earlier today called King versus Lord.
The mic is yours.
Let these bars resonate in a way to keep control. I'm a whole different vibe, scrabble die with scrolls. Read whatever's mastered, capture images, paint pictures. This is for the listeners and pretenders, change centers. Speak to chicks with nice lips and hips, loving eyes. Been the type of guy, wait till July for your surprise. Holding on to the ride as you rise, reaching a high. Lay fully under sheets and covers hard to describe. Bang with the best on beat, stepping lightly. Exposing how mighty the ink pen is tightly. Held in the hand that expand beyond the average. Earn my right way of passage, moving about massive. Ladies open the door, so I adore taking a tour. Work around their physical as if I'm doing lots of chores. I'm nice and precise when I do it, they feel exclusive. When the time out come, the French kiss become amusing. Situation crazy when shoulders become colder. Strike topics like cobras, fall asleep inside novas. Recharge with benefits, lift wrong off innocent. Make illegal legitimate while working no hindrance. Without saying a word, rubbing her back, she's secure. This here is his or her, no metaphor is a blur. Chest play a pillow to her resting head naturally. That's why so many other chicks be looking at me awkwardly. Peace.
Yo. I'm going to give that a try. One of these days, I'm going to see if I can rhyme all throughout my piece. You know, everybody can't do that, and I kind of like, I just sit back and say to myself, damn, I wish I could do that. I don't know how y'all do it, but I'm going to do it. One of these days, I'm going to come through like that. Y'all be like, yo, okay.
Yeah, it was like me versus me, but, you know, I let King do, you know, four bars and let Lord take four bars. So it was just trying to, you know, structure. Try something different, you know what I mean?
Absolutely. Dope piece. And your flow is just flawless, man. I love it. I wanna
thank you.
I wanna throw a song up in here real quick and
all right.
See if I can find me another piece. And I see y'all in here and y'all need to raise your hands. I ain't gonna put nobody on the spot. Call out my name, but you know, don't be scared. Come on, throw them hands up so we can hear you. Come on and bless the mic for us.
Come through. We here.
Absolutely. We'll be right back.
All right.
Save me from losing my way. Yeah. Give me confused, make me believe, increase my faith. Light on me, baby, please take your time. I got you. Until your body say the words, don't you move. All I wanna do, girl, is heal you. Give you better than you've been through. All I need from you is your heal. Reassure me that you'll be right here. We can medicate each other, no illness. Supposed to be strong, even when it's something that's hard to handle. Yeah. Sometimes I wanna let go, but I keep halting right on the pedal. Lie on me, baby, please take your time. I got you. And I'ma do you curse until your body say the words, don't you move. All I wanna do, girl, is heal you. Give you better than you've been through. All I need from you is your heal. Reassure me that you be right here. We can medicate each other, no illness.
Welcome back, welcome back, welcome back once again to Queen's Quarter. Oh, thank you. Yeah, that's one of my favorite songs. I used to like run it in a hole, but I had to give it a break. I think tonight it calls for it. So, you know, I'm always trying to manifest love and peace and, you know, stardust and all that good stuff.
Hey, that's what's up. Ain't nothing like it. You know what I mean?
Got that right. It's where we're supposed to be headed, you know? We don't have no more hands up, but we definitely got some more poetry for you. I know I got some
indeed,
more for you.
Indeed. I'm opening up the notebook right now.
Okay. Well, I'm working with three different devices, and I got some poetry stored on all of them, so I'm going to grab one in here. All right.
Let's get it.
This one.
Let's get it.
All right. This one is untitled. Resting in awareness. Hold on. Resting in the awareness of his breath, life spoken with gratitude and love. Never caging my wild, instead, he gives me life. When my soul screams, his good energy whispers to it, calming the unrest in it. Speaking to me nonverbal in his love language as I become his forever night. So when the morning approaches, he can rise inside me as our soul, as our body. All right, let me start over. I'm going too fast. I'm sorry. Resting in the awareness of his breath, life spoken with gratitude and love. Never caging my wild, instead, he gives me life. When my soul screams, his good energy whispers to it, calming the unrest in it. Speaking to me nonverbal in his love language as I become his forever night. So when the morning approaches, he can rise inside me as our still bodies cradle Earth's horizon, becoming one with the heartbeat of nature. Even on my darkest days, I have the sun because it's as if he's brushed his teeth with the stars when he smiles for me. And nothing is forced. But I am swept away in his magic because he loves to get lost inside my cosmos. When broken kept my heart in pawn, he took a trip inside my multiverse. Madness and his energy is the titan that fought my giant. Now peaceful sleep finds me, keeping our love flow and effortless overflow. Him, I can breathe. My everything's captivated, and still he gives me butterflies. Because I can taste his truth in every kiss. But now, I have no reason to hide behind my tears anymore. Snap that piece.
snap. Yeah. That was beautiful. I love that. I mean, you always
thank
have a way
you
of presenting the poetry. You know what I mean? Lovely.
I try. What you got next for us, Kane?
All right. This piece is titled Minimal Touch.
Mike is yours.
This that part two that's due. Some don't have a clue. Scooping up residue, turn loose and break full. Check the voice of change with full vocal range. Don't be a victim, catch you on the side of pain. Listen with precision without grabbing attention. I write with a vengeance coming from a mixed lineage. Make passive aggressive better. I am three letters. Move in this world like a Jedi, call me the settler. Explore many places, I'm the one who wrote pages. Flow with a cadence, I'm off to the races. Tibetan jewelry on, release me from the present. If you know that I said it, leave it alone and forget it. Futuristic music, enjoying airwaves and lines. Arrest me, don't check me, I carry freedom signs. Written behind divine, I'm opening up blinders. Walk with evolution, speaking the check signs. Escape negativity, I'm a poetical genie. Past life memories, old soul from the 70s. Heaven can wait, I'm running late, lost my plates. License skill set all around, feeling great. Hug the love, no grudge, even if hearts are smudged. Fight for life rough, that's why I stay on the cusp. King.
What I'm talking about. That's what I'm talking about. That was dope. That was dope.
Yeah.
You know what?
Thank you.
I have something, a piece, logged in here. And I haven't said it in a long time. I haven't even read it or listened to it in a long time. But I'd like to share it with y'all, if you don't mind.
Hey, give it to us.
All right. This is called Black Love.
Body chemistry emits that brown skin mixture is heaven's magic. The love language through our eyes, because we just knew without speaking that nothing need be said. I want my evermore to be my forevermore, forever. Yes. Holding hands and nights of just kissing all night. I learn what you teach as we teach we, because we're all that be in this. This black love and how we understand the imperative importance of the continuation of us. I don't just want to be in black love, I want him, we, us, to be of it. Because black love is like a spell of enchantment from a glowing star in far southern skies. Black love is family, loving everything African about each other and ethnicity. Allowing each other to be ourselves. Sexually giving each other what we need and want, morally supporting each other's gifts and dreams, romantically showing the love we have through dating like it's a new relationship, and lastly, accepting each other's past as well as to come.
Yo, that was fly.
You haven't heard that. Thank you. I haven't heard that in a long, long time. But I'll spit that for y'all because it seems like it was a little bit distorted with the sound. But if you could understand it, that's all good, too. It's all good. Man, that's like a few years old.
Yeah. That was dope, though.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Thank you. I appreciate that. I really do. But
Before we get into another piece, hi, can we get a couple of songs, okay? And then we can come back
to this morning's poetry.
All right.
You know what? I'm gonna change it up a little bit and get some Betty Wright.
I never have the courage to come back to you. We're all entitled to make a mistake. We got to prepare for some heartbreak. I was earning my man while I was earning my man. Something you young girls might not understand. No pain,
no pain,
no pain,
no pain,
no gain,
no gain,
no. No pain,
no pain,
no pain,
no pain,
no gain,
no gain.
Called me over and she said to me, my days left here may not be long. I wouldn't waste my time telling you nothing wrong. But love is a flower that needs the sun and the rain. A little bit of pleasure's worth a whole lot of pain. If you learn this secret, how to forgive, a longer and a better life you'll live. No pain,
no pain,
no pain,
no pain,
no gain,
no gain.
No pain,
no pain,
no pain,
no pain,
no gain,
no gain.
Anything worth having at all is worth working for and waiting for. Some of my closest friends have thought they had their thing on a string just because their man was bringing them flowers and candy and all kinds of gifts. Mm-mm, honey, some gifts are just to make him feel better while he's on his guilt trip about the night before. You know what I mean. Especially when you know you haven't been doing the things you should do. Think about it. What is the man trying to tell you? Sometimes flowers mean maybe we should just be friends. Do you get my drift? Hang if you can hang. No pain, no gain.
In order to get something, you gotta give something. In order to be something, you gotta go through something.
You can't show your piece to every guy you meet. It's alright to be a little sweet, but be a mama with the kids and you know what in the sheets. No pain,
no pain,
no pain,
no pain.
No pain.
No pain.
Oh, no pain,
no pain,
no pain,
no pain.
Yeah, it wouldn't be no open mic without some Betty Wright, you know?
All right. Yo, I haven't heard that in so long. I love that song, man. It is just like, and it's keeping right with the vibe of the way things are going tonight, you know? I'm always on some peace, love, and hug a tree type thing, you know, get grounded, walk out the door. You know, it's all good. It's all good. I found an old, old piece that I'm going to attempt to stick for y'all. Ooh, this is taking me back. My goodness. This is called Nameless Beauty. These hallucinations prompting me to navigate the realm of indecision. Lost in my own thoughts of false understanding. Trying to capture a straight thought or something in the truth that to make sense to me. But I can't think straight. I'm so confused. I wait for a sun's rays to appear and warm my heart every morning I wake, but I'm still in the dark, hoping to discover some avenue of where my moments of contentment in us laid themselves to rest. Not to interject pious thoughts, but sincere. Make it make sense. These echoes of recrimination that made us disappear. It's because I wanted to be kissed. Now my soul is stuck on his lips. That's it.
All right. That's what's up. You got everything in motion going and stuff. You know what I mean?
Oh, wait a minute now. We got a caller. We got another call. We got another hand up. He's been waiting, but we got a hand up now. So you want to open up this next microphone, because this right here is the CEO of Epiphany Radio, a.k.a. For Real the Poet Douglas, a.k.a. Author Larry Maddox, a.k.a. just him. How you doing tonight, Larry? Welcome to King and Queen.
Well,
I forgot about that, didn't you?
He was him.
Is he
still?
What's going on, Miss Pearlie? Hey, how you doing, my brother Joel? Baby.
I'm cool, man. I'm cool. You know what I'm saying? Just maintaining under this full moon stream of energy. You know what I mean?
Is that what it is? Is a full moon tonight?
Not tonight. It's already in the air. I think tomorrow's the last night.
Oh, okay. I just need to know. I wish I, because you got to let me know ahead of time if it's a full moon or not, so I can decide on how I'm going to act.
It came in Saturday at 11:24.
Oh, wow. Damn. I still got some
That's
time.
All right, because it lingers. It lingers. That's all right. That's all right. That might be why I damn tongue.
You did what?
I bit my tongue so hard that it went straight through the tip of my tongue. And I'm going to tell you something. No, I'm going to tell you something about pain. You think that dentist trip was painful? This pain.
Oh, I had another one.
Oh, uh-oh.
I'll tell you about
pain,
that later.
Okay. Let me tell you about this pain. I've had a cesarean. Mm-hmm. And, you know, they gut you like a fish when you have a cesarean. That pain didn't even compare to what I felt couple days ago.
Mm.
The pain was mind-numbing and searing. It went through my jaw, down my throat, over my shoulder blade to my shoulder, down my arm, and back up to my chest.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. And it felt like, it literally felt like fire was burning me. Literally.
I believe you. I've bitten my tongue at one time before, or a couple times.
Did your tooth go all the way through it?
Most definitely, yeah. If it doesn't go all the way, when it just punctures the tongue, it's enough pain to reflect upon. I know the pain that you're talking about, but if you bit yourself that hard that it went all the way through,
mm-hmm.
I feel your pain. I'm sorry that happened to you.
I'm not going to get my tongue pierced, that's for sure. I have made up my
mm-mm.
mind.
I don't even know what's on people's mind to do that.
Sweet shit.
that'll never happen over here. Never.
I'm good. Any question that I've had all these years about how it's going to be, guess what?
Mm-hmm.
It was answered
no
that night.
I know you
know
were babysitting.
How they
you were babysitting, weren't you?
Yes, I was, and I was trying to feed him, but I wasn't feeding him fast
mm-hmm.
enough, and he like jumped as I was taking a bite of my sandwich. And
I know.
Everything else is a blank after that.
I'm just saying that would have been my last time babysitting. I'm serious. I don't play around with pain. I don't play with pain and the things that cause it.
You would have watched your grandbaby again. Yes.
Oh, I love them all, but that's why I don't babysit them no more, because they cause pain. It's best to love them from afar.
Okay.
You know.
But now it's completely numb right there on the tip. It's like I feel like a lump where the puncture was, but it's numb. It's like
let me tell
the
you,
pain is gone.
I'm going to tell you this much. If you would have went to the hospital, what they would have done was to give you more pain by shooting you in your tongue, okay, with something that would stop infection.
You know what?
So,
the mouth heals pretty good. I'm good.
Well, they say that's one of the filthiest places in our body, the mouth and the anal tract.
Yeah, I've
so,
heard that, but I'm going
to need to go
yourself.
To the hospital. Yeah. You might have an infection up in.
I'm good.
You'll be okay. You'll be all right.
Yeah, I'm going to be all right.
You're going to be all right. Hey, King, that's
plus,
what she told me when I was telling her I was going to the dentist the one time. The dentist and my spirit left my body by way of my speakers. And she said, you're going to be all right. She said, you're going to be all right. And I wanted to shit on her face.
That was the young lady that came in there with that syringe and stuck you.
Hey, bro. Hey, bro. What did I say to who?
The pretty little technician that came in.
Hey, let me tell you something, bro. Let me tell you something, bro. I'm trying to talk to the boy right now. Hey, let me tell you something, Joelle. Let me tell you. This was the most prettiest woman I've seen in a long time, right? So sexy and feminine and light-skinned and whatnot. You know, I have no present, but she was light-skinned, okay? Very, very pretty. Had on Muslim garb and all this stuff. Very sexy, right?
Yes.
And it made me wonder, what make you get into this profession to inflict pain upon people? I couldn't get it. I couldn't understand. She came in there and she held the needle, and I could see the silver sparkling and all that behind her back, right? You know, they got those. Why do they make those dentist needles got to look like some, you know, they just can't be regular needles. You know, it's got the little circle thing you put your finger in. And, you know, so look, she hiding the needle behind her back, and she says, okay, I want you to count to three. She's walking up on me like I'm not supposed to see the fucking needle. I'm from North Philadelphia. I see what you got in your hand. You know, I would have stabbed her or shanked her if she was, we was out in the street. But she's acting like she's creeping up on me, very sexy and soft and everything. And she says, count to three. I don't know if she said count to three or count to one from three. I don't know what it was. I told her, I see what you got. But that didn't stop the pain. So she began, you know, I went in there for one thing and all this other shit happened, you know. I had broke a tooth in the front of my mouth, bro, in the front of my mouth. Just pull that motherfucker out is all I wanted, right? Instead of just pulling it out, she injected me in the front of my face. I've never had a needle in the front of my face. She might as well took that shit and put it directly through my lip and into my gums. But she injected me through the front of my face with this needle and began to jig it around. Jig it, jig it, jig it around. She pulled it out and she put it in another area in the front of my face. Let me tell you something, bro. I think I left fingerprints in the chair. I farted a couple times. It was painful, man. I could feel my spirit leaving my body. My sneakers fell off. And my sneakers fell off. That's when I seen, like, an out-of-body experience. As, like, my soul jumped out of my body. It had to leave my body in order for me to tolerate the pain. I'm so serious, man. I cried when I left out there. And they didn't even want to give me anything for pain. You know, I had to run across the street to the Rite Aid across the street. I think they think that us black folks have a high tolerance to pain. You know, it's just a geeky type shit. You know, geeky type going on. You know what I'm saying?
I went through that today, man. You know? I went in for one thing, and it was like, oh, yeah, well, we're going to just take care of this right now. Huh? I said, yo, I got to go to work at 3. And I got a show at 9. I was like, yeah. It was like, we just want to numb it up real good. They tagged me.
Yeah.
I was like, oh, man, you blue-eyed devils. She said, oh,
bro.
The number's only gonna last 20 minutes. Man, that shit ain't heal off until like an hour before I was about to leave.
Mm-mm.
I was like, oh, it was like, Joe, you all right? I couldn't talk. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, wow.
Fucking dripping down my mouth and whatever. I was like, oh, I can't feel my lip.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
I know the pain that you're talking about, bro.
I've been doing a saltwater thing.
You might as well, because if you go to the hospital, they're going to make you do something. Let me tell you something, bro. Mm-hmm. She kept on calling my phone, bro. I think I didn't answer a couple of times. When I finally answered, she was like, Mr. Maddox, you missed your appointment. I told her, listen, the next time you get to work in my mouth is when rigor mortis is setting into my body and I'm in the casket. Then you could have the free run of what you're going to do. I told her straight up, I have never felt any pain as worse as that ever in my life.
Oh.
Okay. She said, well, I'm sorry to hear that, Mr. Maddox. I said, well, you should be. Okay. And that was that piece. They ain't never seen me again. So that's that story. Have a word for you in that,
horrible.
Danielle. I'm about to tell you on the private line about the last one I went to, Danielle.
You actually went back? You said you were never going back.
Oh, no. This wasn't the dentist. This was at the other end of the spectrum. I'll tell you
Lord.
That properly.
Oh, Lord. I don't want to get poked, prodded, nothing.
No, I can't even. I can't tell that story right here. It ain't even funny. I don't even know why I'm laughing. But anyway.
Laugh is good medicine.
Anyway, I heard Chief Eric up in here doing a nasty consciousness piece.
He came up in here. I had to get the fire extinguisher because he set everything on fire, man. It was burning up in here when he got done.
Renaissance.
Yeah, I heard.
No, it was a dope piece. Yeah. It was dope, you know. My brother get conscious like that, you know. Yeah, that's what took me so long because after I heard him spit, I was looking for something because he had made me, you know, you get hyped when you hear somebody else do their thing. And so I was looking for something, but it's like I get tired of, I don't want to do anything that people already heard. And although I have a lot of pieces, I feel like everybody heard a lot of my pieces, you know. You know, I ain't want to do nothing different, you know. I ain't want to do nothing. I ain't want to come up here and do the same old thing, He had raised the bar, you know, so I was like, and what you and my boy been doing up in here has been kind of dope as well, opening up y'all poetry books. I like that. I like that. And I love a lot of things that I heard. I heard that track of yours, Miss Pearly.
Oh, yeah. Thank you. You know, thanks to you. You know, that was helping me, you know, open up my butterfly wings when I first came. You know, that's a very special piece I did. That was my very first piece laid down on a track. And I have to... You for real for that.
It was fun working with you, you know. Yeah,
absolutely.
Yeah, that was cool. That was a while back. How many years was that? 2 years ago? Two? Maybe three?
About two. It may have been about three. May have been about 3 years. Just about 3 years.
Okay.
That was our gathering when J Rob came up with that sweet potato pie and that chocolate wine, doing us great.
Oh yeah, that was like 3 years ago.
It was dope though. We had a great time, man. That's precious moment. Got some really good memories here with you. I'm trying to tell you.
Mm-hmm.
But anything you spit for real is what's the name? Is amazing. Anything. I don't care if I've heard it 1,000 times. You know? You're the entertainer. Ooh, okay.
I try to hang in there with you young people.
Oh.
You always rocking it out, man. Rocking it.
Absolutely. If it wasn't for you, you know, my voice would have never been heard if it wasn't for you. Never.
Oh, it was written. You know? It was written. It would have been heard somehow, some way.
And I'm still learning.
And that's a beautiful thing, because we never supposed to stop learning. We're never supposed to stop learning, man. We get stronger.
Right.
We get more knowledgeable.
Thanks.
When you feel as though you know it all and you got it all, you've done it all, then what's left to do? You know, what's left to do?
I'm not going to be finished no time soon. I got time
right.
to do some things, you know.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know, but I know I ain't finished. Let's put it that way. Because I got
many more
things on the horizon.
I'm still learning. Still trying to get better at what I do.
Always be teachable. Remain teachable.
Yeah.
Always. Okay? It's a beautiful thing.
Mm-hmm.
I think the greatest thing is when you challenge yourself all the time.
Yeah. Absolutely.
Yeah. When you welcome a challenge, you know, when you know, not afraid to give in, you know.
Yeah,
that's
absolutely.
The thing. Take that challenge. Push yourself,
my challenge.
You know.
I'm pushing myself to get rid of these trembles inside when I get in front of it, get on the mic. Sometimes I don't know where it comes from, just out of nowhere, it just hit me. I'm like, somebody must have a voodoo doll or something.
You know, let me tell you something, Miss Pearly. I've learned to accept that feeling. To me, that feeling of that energy, that nervous energy, it does something to me. It pushes me.
Okay.
I felt it a lot of times, many, many times, live performing and on the radio, you know, when, you know, performing on one of these shows, you know, I still get that. But I learned to use it, you know, let that energy move you. Especially if you're doing a particular type of piece,
mm-hmm.
you can use that. use that energy as part of the performance, you know. When you're doing a sad piece or a love piece and those emotions come out within it while you're reciting mm-hmm. that piece, people feel that.
Yeah.
People feel that, you know, and accept that. They can relate to that. So just use it as part of your tool, you know, your repertoire,
okay.
you know.
Okay.
It's when you struggle against it. I'm serious. It's when you struggle against it and trying to fight it off is when it does something to you that you really don't want to be done, you know. It can distract you. But when you just let it flow,
mm-hmm.
you know, it dissipates as you go on and you feel comfortable with it. But use that feeling.
Okay.
That's just a suggestion. Just a suggestion.
Thank
I'm nervous
you.
Right now. I'm a little nervous right now because I'm
never,
about to do a piece
I
that I don't really want to do. You can't
okay.
tell.
No, I never could tell. You said that you still do get nervous. I have never heard a tremble in your voice. I've never seen you miss a beat. Nothing. Not stumble
yeah.
in the least. Yeah.
Well, it'd be there. It'd be there. Trust me, it'd be there. And I just
wow.
let myself go. Like that roller coaster ride, that first dip, I just
mm-hmm.
let go, man. What the fuck? You guys got to let it go. Just like that, when she stuck me in the face with that thing, I let my body go. My spirit came out my sneakers. I'm telling you. I'm serious. Fight, I ain't going to fight against that pain coming in the
pain
in my face. Oh, I cried like a little bitch. But anyway, I'm just saying.
You have always been my storyteller. From when
mm-hmm.
I was a young buck, I have always been in awe of you. I love to hear you tell your story.
Yeah, I get that a lot. People love to hear, especially the painful ones. They find it very, you know, hilarious and stuff like that, you know. I can tell you the one where I drowned in 3 feet at the beach. There was one time when I drowned in 3 feet at school, or drowned in there. Then I went to the beach and I drowned in Ocean City, Maryland. And I went on the same day. I went to the swimming pool and drowned in that. That was twice. I was pumped. You know, there's different stories, but I don't want
what?
To tell them right now. Yeah, I got many of them.
You know what? You know, do you remember the very first story you told me?
Hmm? What was it about?
When you were living, you were on right off of Allegheny, and
mm-hmm.
you had that little tiny microphone. It was a silver, little round silver piece.
I remember that. I remember, but what was the story?
It was about the time that they had hid your microphone from you.
Oh, damn.
How did they hid your microphone and they said you got sick behind
it? Okay. Okay.
They said you couldn't sleep.
Oh, Lord. Damn.
Yeah. Everybody was
sleep.
Rolling that night.
I must have been high. I could have been high. All right.
I don't know. You've always
right.
been a smooth motherfucker, though.
All right. I don't believe I'm up in here telling stories and stuff.
It's all good.
Okay.
You know, I mean, you can get to your piece whenever you get ready. You know the mic is yours.
Okay. Okay. Well, thank you for not sharing a more... in-depth story.
I could have.
Okay, but
I'm not.
Yeah, I thought you were going. I thought you was going to tell one of those kind. All right, but yeah. Okay. All right. I guess I'm ready to do this. I'm not really ready to do it. I just had to call in because I kept hearing y'all say, yeah, just raise your hand, Saheed, you know, all that kind of stuff. So anyway, all right, like I said, I don't really want to do this piece, really, but anyway, I'm going to do it. I don't even know how it go. But this is from what I see. I think the name of this is Closing Chapters. Can I have the mic?
The mic is yours.
Thank you. Closing chapters, turning pages. See, love's entrapments can't trap me in. I will use my pen, write my own ending, write a new beginning. Draw from deep within, create the circumference, that circle of energy I want to be surrounded in. With my pen, I'd create my own vibration and vibrate higher than I ever been. Leave this place that I was once stuck in. Rock the whole foundation, ripe to win, write my beginning and my end. Increase the amount of energy that flows through me and just keep on vibrating. Control my own destiny with my pen. Write life into a relationship, write some nonfiction shit in a book that I will ink with my pen. I will control it, shape that shit and mold it. Who you waiting for, huh? Let us begin. See, I'm getting intoxicated, yet there'll be no Henny for me. I'm taking shots from shot glasses filled with nothing but life straight from a vine that shimmers down from the Most High. Drunk, pissy, I get from drinking from that wine. I'm getting dizzy. That free-flowing liquid ink from my fountain's pen causes less surface tension when I'm writing. On paper shaved from the tree of life, I will write. I've learned to never expect to get what you give. Shit, you gotta write your own narrative. So I allowed my pen to bleed on leaving ink stains on sheets where you and I, me and you begin to live life. See, I'm writing lifing in this new piece. I'm making you my wife, and so we begin to move closer to visuals of us more beautiful. Unseen, our silhouette, candles unlit yet, we kiss life by the glow of it. With my pen, I'm making life worth it. With my pen, I'm making life worth living, life loving, new beginnings. And so we begin. For real. We once held life by the stem. Like a rose, sweet the smell, but even roses die. Yet the roots of what we have are strong as we get another try at life. With my pen, I will write. My pen keeps what we have alive as I write. New shit, I scribe and script and sit, and we get to finish the unfinished. Nibbling at small bits of life, you and me. Lifing, that's the best part of life. This time, sipping life's like an old school malted milkshake. Sipping on life through one straw, tasting life, her lips and this milky beverage left unfinished. And so we begin. Where I wrote this, damn it, she moves me, she's moving me. Once again, Cupid's arrows have abused me. That little MF-er has shot me in a heart that had stopped beating, bleeding. Damn it, you got me. Now I breathe in ecstasy, and time and space has no place to be. Everything is forevermore, forever eternity on this natural high, free from gravity, you and I be. Did I write that shit? Ooh, that shit was sappy. See, this love thing has a mystery. This love thing is a mystery. See, life has lips that's been so far missed by me. Sure, I've kissed life before, made love under the shade of its trees before. Life and I have picnicked on fertile grass before, ran down life's streams bare feet before, gave life and love everything that we had just to be told by a world gone cold to kiss. its ass. And so they got what they needed from me and more. And so I, and so a heart has tossed the keys and locked those doors. Oh, but with she, we write shit. With she, we begin to move closer to closeness, closure, possibilities, finishing unfinished fantasies, giving birth to new and sensual realities, her and me, in a relationship that I script with life and love, praying for longevity as she sits before me. Even in her stillness, she moves me. The light hum of her heart touching touches me. This love shit fucks with me. Time stands still, giving us both a chance to finish this unfinished love business that sits before us. And so we begin for real. New chapters, turning pages. Let us begin as I write script, scribe. Shit, I control the narrative as I write about life.
Jeez.
Wow. Boy, King.
That was like the official mic drop right there. Ain't nobody picking that up, you know what I'm saying? We got sanitation workers, you know what I'm saying? Because it's too hot to hold.
Yeah. Yeah, this was a different.
That was profound, profoundly dope.
This was a much gentler fire that was set in the studio. So this took a different kind of fire extinguisher, you know.
True.
It's a steamy. It's like steamy, but it was a beautiful piece, and you always have this flow that is just, it's flawless. It's just, I don't know, man. It's just, man, you just got an amazing flow with you. And your words, you always, it feels to me like you always are referring to the feminine side of life. You dedicate, you praise, you give recognition to it, and it's a beautiful thing, man. It really, really is. I love this.
Well, thank you, Miss Pearlie. I appreciate that. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you. Appreciate you coming through, CEO.
Definitely.
Giving us your
Definitely.
Time and blessing the mic for us. Uh-huh. Well, always a pleasure.
I'm glad I was able to make it. I'm glad I was able to make it, you know. It's all good. Like I said, I enjoyed listening to the program, and I
appreciate it.
Thanks for the conversation and putting my business out in the street like that.
I didn't say nothing for real. That was a very, very good memory. That's all I'm saying. You have many anecdotes that I can talk about.
It was a dentist visit. It wasn't a good memory. But I hear what you're saying.
That one, yeah, I know. I was entertained.
Yeah, you were entertained. I was in pain. Okay. Only thing they do is rhyme. Those words rhyme.
Came after the fact.
Yeah.
I'm gonna tell you something though before I let you go. You had me pulling out my little compact mirror, looking at my tongue, and the dark, the black and blue has like gone away, and it's getting lighter and lighter, and I don't see. I was
sure?
concerned. You talking about you might have an infection.
Sure?
I'm like, oh God, let me look at free.
If you may be infected, you might need to go check it out. I can go with you if you want.
I don't want nobody sticking me in my mouth with. Never mind.
I'm telling you, if you go, they're going to stick you in your mouth. Seriously.
I'm not doing it. I'm not. No, I cannot deal with it. It still hurts. It's still sore around the outer part, but that actual puncture is like numb. But it's still pain there.
might need to get a shot.
Yeah.
See, y'all play too much. Yeah. Come on,
you
y'all.
Need to
I'm
get that shot.
This gonna be on my mind all night.
Look, you either get a shot or you start taking shots.
See.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, you can't put no peroxide on that. You can't put no alcohol on that. You drink that shit, and you know. So, you know, you might need the shot.
I'm not, no.
They do have smaller needles now.
I don't want no needles. I don't want no punctures, especially in my mouth. I've experienced that dental pain before.
You already got one.
You're hearing it from two healthcare workers. We're telling you. We're telling you.
But doesn't it, like, an infection?
There's no other option.
My ass. Don't tell me it ain't going on.
But it's been long enough. It's been long enough, Ms. Pearly. You should be okay.
Yeah, I'm good. I'm good. I mean, the pain is still there, like, underneath. It's still there, but... That puncture right there, it's just like, you know.
That's the thing. They would give you the needle under your tongue, the bottom part.
Oh, sweet Jesus, no. See, I don't want to see no healthcare workers now. I don't even want to go to my doctor's appointment now. Y'all got me feeling some kind of way. I'm scared now. I'm scared. That's right. I'm scared now. Y'all happy?
They'll tell you, and then they'll tell you won't be able to swallow, you won't be able to swallow anything for about 2 hours.
I'm good with that. I could take my. See, you got me stuttering. All right, for real. I love you, darling. We love
you. I love you.
Always a pleasure.
I love you.
I'm going to escort you over to. The Royal Lounge. And
all right.
You can go in there and grab a drink, sit back, put your feet up.
I'm going to have a drink, too. I'm going to drink something. For real, I need something.
Yes.
Hey, so look. Hey, look. One love, one mic, y'all. My brother, one love, one mic.
One love, one mic.
One mic. Wow.
Baby.
Yeah. Take your socks off.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Y'all are going to stop picking with me. We got another caller up in here, King. Let's open up this next microphone to another host of the Tiffany Radio. We got one half host of the Just Jay and Gina show. And we got Just Jay up in here. Hey, Jay, welcome to King and Queen's Quarters. How you doing tonight?
I thought my microphone might have been open, so I wasn't saying that, and then I pressed mute on top of it.
Because
I had walked away for a hot second. And
yes,
I see for real was in here. I was like, for real, probably had said, go ahead, unmute his mic right quick. Because my hand was up.
You know how he do. He will do that to you. That's
yeah.
How he do.
It was good listening to him get down. I'm doing good. I'm doing really good. You know, been having past few days, the poetry have been otherworldly. It's been otherworldly. It's been some really good poetry that's been going on lately.
Okay.
And that what I just heard from Pharrell is an example of that. I've been seeing people really coming out of their shells, man, and just doing it.
Absolutely.
Just doing it from every pore in their body. Oh, yeah.
Absolutely. Well, thank you. Thank you for coming through. Always supporting, man. You know, it is open mic.
No
doubt. So, you know.
Oh, open mic, I can do anything? What's going
anything
on with
you
out of Barry?
Man, I'm just maintaining that. You know what I'm saying? We under the full moon vibes right now, but at the same time, just, you know,
I heard y'all talk about the full moon vibes. I must get down with these vibes.
Some people are crazy out there anyway, so I don't really pay the people. I don't pay many people too much mind, especially if you acting all crazy and shit.
So as long as they're keeping it crazy, isolated to themselves.
No, whatever your shit is your shit, not mine. I don't own nobody else.
I heard that.
Except my own. You feel me? You know what I mean? So
all
that's
day.
Just, you gotta live
all
in this
day.
World like that. You got to live in the world like that. You know what I mean? I'm just saying, when a full moon comes, that's extra. You know what I mean? So you just got to
right.
watch yourself. You know what I mean?
I got a full moon piece right here, bro.
All right.
Damn.
So.
All right. Take the mic.
Mic is yours.
Appreciate you, man. Tonight, I think I'll go get fed on the net. Because tonight, I feel like seeing the fight. I'm pissed, I feel dismissed, and I'm definitely disenfranchised, and I would definitely be remiss if I missed an opportunity like this. So tonight, somebody's going to have to fight. Whether by stick or by stone or broken bones, I'm going to sit front row from my own home, from this throne, just like every other night, and put my mental camouflage on. I will be Julius of this gladiatorial arena, where the shells falling like tokens into my favorite arcade sniper with no response, as I sit and wait for the rush of the crimson tide that comes from inside, I welcome the rush of the bloodlust, becoming infected by the bloodthirst of the crowd. As I say something vile, the chat goes wild. Now I'm a statesman. I become roused by the carnage as these blood-soaked video clips receive my approval. And that's a big thumbs up of endorphins surging into my brain, permeating into my very psyche in a moment of high-mindedness. I start to feel happy because I have found a home for my hate, my cowardice, and my guns. And it gives me a feeling. It gives me a feeling that I am mighty. I am a mighty man on a battlefield. Look at me. It's like watching TV. I'm so good at what I do. It's like everyone else is unarmed and defenseless. They fortify their positions like women and children. I am a man in fence. My movements and techniques are flawless. It should not be this easy. You want to know who I am? I am the master of this universe, of this moment in time. They are recording me from every angle imaginable in perpetuity throughout the known universe. I am the majestic fool, the perfect tool, but my exploits here tonight will live past this life. In the annals of digital media, I will be like the prank that went too far. Because with me, and I would like to thank everyone laying and pouring out here tonight, because without you, none of this would have been possible. Good night.
Wow.
Dope piece, my brother. Dope piece.
Okay, Jay. You know what? I wanted you to go back to when you were saying, what did you say, your anger, if something was put away or put into it? The line. I thought it was a good line, and I can't remember exactly. You were talking about, I think it's your vengeance or your anger or something.
Right. I think I know what you're talking about, just from the bounce of the way you said it. Oh, here it is. It's towards the very beginning. Wait a minute. Something about being disenfranchised. Here it is. I think I'm going to go to the net to get fed tonight because I'm feeling like seeing a fight. I'm pissed. I feel dismissed and definitely disenfranchised, and I would definitely be remiss if I missed an opportunity like this. So tonight, somebody's going to have to fight. Whether by stick or by stone or broken bones.
That was dope, but that wasn't it. It was something about it was something about your anger and something else is
put into. It'll come back.
Was it I became aroused by the carnage as these blood-soaked video clips received my approval, and that's a big thumbs up of endorphins surging into my brain, permeating to my very psyche. In this moment of hive-mindedness, I start to feel happy because I have found a home for my hate, my cowardice, and my guns.
There you go. There you go. Right there. Right there. That's deep. That's a deep space for it. That line is right there. Wow.
This is a three-part piece right here, too. It's three poets involved. We're going to have a newscaster, and then the other poet is going to be, which is Mama Donna. She'll be doing the part where she's out with her family, and then our lives intersect with one another, and then the newscaster go ahead and open it up in the beginning, and I'll close it at the end.
Okay. All right. That's a fuck.
That's what's up, man.
Yeah, love that piece, though. But before we let you skate up out of here, you have to tell us, what would you mind letting everybody know what you got going on in the world of Epiphany Radio Universe?
In the world of Epiphany, not this Saturday, but the following Saturday, me and Gina Storm, we have the Just Jay and Gina show. Come on in. it got pretty wild last time. The CEO stopped over, and it got wild after that. But we had a nice time. I think that's one of the funner times that we had, that we were on the Jay and Gina show, was that last Monday. It was just so organic. We actually ran way past the time. I think we was like 20 minutes outside of the 3-hour mark, and we was just in there just having fun, and we were still doing promo spots the whole night.
You know what? That's some of the best time that you can spend, though, for real. When it flows like that and you're just having a good time, that's family right there. That's family right there. Yeah, absolutely. All right, well, Just Jay, thank you very much for always supporting us, coming through. I'm going to escort you over here to the Royale Lounge. Sit back, put your feet up, take your socks off. Baby, one love.
Shit, the hospitality.
Love, one night.
Wow. Oh, man. King, we got a treat next. This next artist, she is one of my favorite, and she know it. I can't wait till she get on the mic. But we got to have a little conversation first, you know. But let's open up this microphone to Gwen C. Hey, Diva. How you doing?
Hey,
welcome to King and Queen's Twitter. What's up, girl?
Hey, how are you? Hey, King, how are you?
Hey, what's going on, Gwen?
Good. Oh, man. I got excited. You know what? When you put your hand up, I was like, oh, shit. Right.
That's funny. I was like, listen to this conversation. I'm like, for real? No, you never know what you're going to get from for real. I was tripping.
You're right about that. Girl, I'm trying to tell you, I've known him since I was a little girl, since I was like 14, okay? And he has always made me laugh. Always. He's been an entertainer. Oh, my God. If y'all could have known him back then, yo, he's always been smooth, but he has this comical side to him that you can't help but laugh when he gets to talking.
Yeah, I'm laughing. I feel sorry for him at the same time. Poor thing. I feel sorry for him too, though.
That dentist story is the best one by far. He lost his spiritual sneakers. That's how bad.
Oh, my goodness.
Oh, he's crazy. He's crazy, but I love him to death, and he knows it. Oh, my God. How you been, Miss Lady?
I am good. Y'all, send me some good energy and vibes. I'm going to Southern Fried in 2 days, and I'm, you know, I'm super nervous. I'm always nervous no matter what. I freak out every time, no matter what, even if it's on here and y'all can't even see me. So just send me some good vibes and some energy to get through the week, please.
Always, 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 girl, always. And you another one. I can never tell. You're talking about you getting nervous. I can never tell. But you know what I've been told by so many of y'all is when you lose that nervous energy, you start to lose something about your whole poetic persona. So it's not a bad thing being nervous. And everybody always tells me. Yeah, so I'm going to hold on to it, and I appreciate y'all giving me that good wisdom right there. It is so good to hear from you, girl, but I would love to finish this conversation, but I want to hear your dope-ass poetry. So what I'm going to do, I'm going to get them off the stage. I'm going to adjust the spotlight, and whenever you're ready, the mic is yours.
Thank you both. I'm going to do old shit because I'm doing it at Southern Fried, so I hope y'all don't mind if you've heard it. Scrolled. April 5th, bout to be trolled, because my words violate caution tape of unpoetic scenes. One shot heard the nonstop, scrolling, MSN.com, article addressing black man dead because of a shower head, insert edit, black man dead because of a power head, on the 50th anniversary of the assassination of Martin Luther King, scrolling, followed by Masters Live speaking golf tweets after an ace, where's America's tweets about injustice to the human race, a tweet would be a post. A post is used to erect a fence, stop hurdling said fence and stand. Scrolling, fiery bubble fascinates internet. Scrolling, why you should save your eggshells. Is that so? Unarmed black folk can have them to walk on in the presence of authority. Scrolling, teacher pranks a student found asleep. Shouldn't be an issue since the majority of the U.S. is too. Sleepwalking in courtrooms, daydreaming during jury duty in a grand scheme, returning no indictments all while you were conditioned by media's hints, engaged by tactics like fiery bubble in the sea so that you continue to not see. Scrolling, breathtaking sights you can see for free. A black man has the potential to experience breathtaking in his own bed, yard, car, at the mart, for being on the radar as a child playing in the park from grade school start. Scrolling, 50 best things about being over 50. Here's one. How about living while black while reaching a half century? Unkilled by the streets or police. Foul cops, regardless of their ethnicities, compile the worst gangs in U.S. cities. Colors, nightmares walking. Scrolling, how to pay off $5,000 debt. Scrolling, photos that make you laugh out loud. How about photos of love? Bible says we shall. John 13:35. By this, everyone would know you are my disciples if you love one another. Righteous we are, yet we don't fight for our brothers nor our sisters' lives. Scrolling, Harvey Luter gets 20 years. My heart is from Houston, but how you get 20 as a looter when active shooter police get administrative or paid leave time? Served, then greeted with a handshake, gun, and badge, or maybe just resigned. Nah, they got coverage for civil suit, like media's coverage in which they design as an exposed someone's past. Oops. I mean recreated for prime time, proving a colorful existence as they outline the character of the victim, darkening pigments attempts to villainize before flashing them in front of America's crimson shot eyes, who's readily awaiting the streams of attention they get when they rebuke black lives, tasting the taint, thinning for the twist so they can pop off lips and judge us who face our own kind, discriminating, or others' attempts at artificial insemination, trying to censor what we produce by screaming appropriation. You might cash me outside, planting seeds in the soil you love to see slung, washing dirt from within your scar, let heart beat to prevent weeds. But as long as your grass is green, you forget like Emmett did with your grandparents. We all bleed the same, but you won't give a damn till your blood is on pavement or your family is wrongly taken. Your body is alive, yet your soul has not yet awakened. Peace.
Yo.
Yeah,
see what I be talking about, King. See what I'm talking about.
I know.
You a beast. Oh my God.
Thank you.
Oh, girl.
I appreciate y'all.
I was saying from the first time I think I seen a video of you performing on stage first before I saw anything else or read anything of yours, and I was like, she is dope as hell is this? Right? Yeah. And I looked into it, like, okay. And then you start calling, and when I came to Epiphany, you was calling in. I was like, oh, damn, this is an honor.
Thank you, Tanya. Yeah. I appreciate that. Oh, giving me all that good energy before I go, yes.
Yes, girl, you are the man.
And when I go,
you up
will
there.
Be all in my shell. So thank you for that good energy.
Hey, we
ain't got nothing
to
worry about. We're going to kill it as always. Okay, so don't even worry about it.
Thank you.
Yes, yes, yes. Thank you for coming through. I'm going to send you on over there. Maybe you can catch For Real before he skippity dip up out of the Royale Lounge.
Yes.
Yes,
thank you,
King.
Yes. Thank you,
Donnell. Thank you, sweetheart. All right, girl. One love, one mic.
One
peace,
love, one mic.
One love, one mic.
Yo, King, this show tonight. Oh. Oh, man. We had a slow start, but that kicked up after a while, and I'm like, okay.
Respect.
Coming up in here. I really, really enjoyed myself, and as always, I appreciate you letting me ride shotgun with you. And here, you know, it's all good. It's amazing. And I'm going to hand the mic over to you to close this out. And I'm going to say peace to everybody. Y'all continue to be kind to one another and definitely be kind to yourself. Okay?
Hey, it was great, you know what I'm saying, the music and poetry. Folks coming through spitting them bars beyond bars. And tune in tomorrow night on the Let's Talk Network with me and Brother Poetic Van Meadows for Poetry Corner, where we talk about colorism, 7:30 p.m., YouTube, Facebook. And we'll see you next Monday, you know what I'm saying? Same time. Same station, Epiphany Universe, 9 p.m. on the For Real Network. We're going to take you out with a song.
I pop the pain away. I slide the pain away. I pop the pain away. I slide the pain away. I'm not too late to set my demons straight. I know I made you wait, but how much can you take? I hope you see the God in me. I hope you can see. And if it's tough, stay down for me. Yeah. I'ma die hard, it gets ugly. Too passionate, it gets ugly. I'm afraid a little you relate, but not have faith. A little I might take my time. Ain't no saving faces. Come. I hope I'm not too late to set my demons straight. I know I made you wait, but how much can you take? I hope you see the God in me. I hope you can see. And if it's tough, stay down from me.
my best. Subtle mistakes felt like life or death. I wanna see the family stronger. I wanna see the money longer. You know that I'd die for you. I get emotional about life. The lost ones keeping me up at night. The world be reminding me it's danger. I still risk it all for a stranger. If I told you who I am, would you use it against me? Right or wrong, no stone, just love to send me.
I hope I'm not too late to set my demons straight. I know I made you wait, but how much can you say? I hope you see the God in me. I hope you can see. If it's tough, stay down for me. Yeah. Baby, you make me pray for London. Yeah, as if I want it all.